Lincoln. When it comes to epic movies, there's possibly no greater director in the modern era than Steven Spielberg. The list of his film successes is long, with titles such as Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Schindler's List, and Raiders of the Lost Ark, to name but a few. Spielberg's latest film is called simply Lincoln, and it's about a man who is now regarded as one of America's greatest ever presidents. Spielberg says that he's had an interest in Abraham Lincoln ever since childhood, and over the years, through his reading and research, he's become convinced that the life of this 19th century president is still very relevant to the world in which we live today. Spielberg's Lincoln focuses on the final months of the president's life. It takes place at a time when America was tearing itself apart. The Civil War, 1861-65, was in its final stages, and not only was Lincoln trying to bring the war to an end, but he was also fighting to pass the 13th Amendment to the US Constitution, an amendment that would abolish slavery forever. As Lincoln himself wrote in 1864, "If slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong." Spielberg wants to tell the story of Lincoln to our modern generation. Of course, one movie cannot give a full or complete picture of America's 16th president, but it can tell us something about the great man and his life. And this is what Lincoln has managed to do. He is one of the most compelling figures in all of history and in my life, says Spielberg. Speaking of his childhood experience of seeing the huge monument to the Civil War president in Washington, Spielberg says, "I can remember being 4 or 5 years old when I first saw the Lincoln Memorial and being terribly frightened by the scale of the statue in that chair. I'll never forget that moment, and it left me wondering about that man sitting high above me." Spielberg himself admits that his movies are often told more through pictures and images than through words. However, in this latest film, he lets the pictures take second place to what he describes as the incredible words of Abraham Lincoln. Spielberg explains, "With Lincoln, I was less interested in an outpouring of imagery than in letting the most human moments of this story evolve before us." Nearly 100 years after Lincoln, Dr. Martin Luther King, in his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, referred to the 13th Amendment that Lincoln worked so hard to make a part of the U.S. Constitution. He said, "This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity." Of course, it took many years before African Americans enjoyed the same civil rights as other U.S. citizens, but the outlawing of slavery was achieved during Lincoln's presidency. The actor, Daniel Day-Lewis, was chosen to play the role of the legendary president. He was given the difficult task not just of playing a statesman and a military leader, but also of showing the human side of Lincoln as a father and a husband. Oddly enough, Lewis, who is British, liked the idea of the movie, but did not feel it was a role for him. However, he was persuaded to take the part. In fact, he became rather emotionally involved in the main character. Speaking to the New York Times, Day-Lewis said that he felt a great sadness when the movie was completed, and that he still feels connected to his role as America's 16th president. He also said, "I know I'm not Abraham Lincoln, I'm aware of that, but the truth is, the entire game is about creating an illusion And, for whatever reason, and mad as it may sound, some part of me can allow myself to believe for a time without questioning, and that's the trick. In other words, Day Lewis really lived as Abraham Lincoln. That's not surprising. Before filming began, the actor spent a year studying Lincoln. And soon, you can judge for yourself if he is convincing as the Civil War president. The film has already been released in the US and will be coming to European cinemas very soon.